6 junior moments continue in Osir Batavius, Etop Shilam, Bob, December 14th, 1975, Osir Batavius. 46 year continued.
He didn't have any difficulties in computing. All right, once Rashi mentions the Hashbeinah, so if you concentrate, so it's very simple. But to think of all these Hashbeinahs, one has to have great computation ability. V'Rab Yudah mitargim hod Rav mechamesi veilech avol sheish harayes dibove derein sheol itono beyani koyre behem v'avol gav dibechula mishkachas kim dibitei v'misuk melo basaniso uchipashim on beins loy kamayre maslis v'aydel litone bitei litone lo likula aroye is mishum tzad bitei. I mean, this is very strange. V'simonoch meis nela v'yim ki diperashti al mit ton der frie bekhul an kire ben va fu bi shoch shloi blog mei al mit an masnisen tonne plukte do der frie a masnisen koi sa snisen koi elo so di mor ses el le rebe han a klole lesla le rebe lesla han a klole di der frie hil kach loi muk me masnisen bi plukte elo benela do se vim mit dem ja רבדק אחינה קמד רב קנה אומא משמיד רובה ואילום איסלי לרבה הנקלולה והוכה קומה לי אם אינוס הסוביב ביחודם משכחס לו ביטרת לא יקום משכחס לו אי יעקב so bezakhlo isonas achis shi vemte mishkachas lo asrol ze meteres lo loy mishkachas lo vi beis noch isonas asrol ze meteres lo ze mishkachas lo achis shi vemte loy mishkachas lo na rashe i me yanu se so vi bi khod mishkachas lo ochel no katlo maslis shi ato kede bo asrol ze meteres lo ze achis shi vemte mis yabemes shi bezakhlo is ne is yab uten zu asrol ze mishumime vi khin zu al ze ומותרס לשני יהיה לו חודם משכחס לו או יעשו לו לזה מותרס לזה או יחיסו כשאיבנתו אי יעקב וכזו נמרש אי יעקב שתי אחוי סונס ויולדו לאחס לוי ואחס יהודו ונוסרו ונענוס הסוביב אימי של לוי ושימי נוסר אסענוס הסוביב אימי של יהודו אחיסו כשאיבנתו נפלס ליבן לפני לוי ויהודו בנהו משכחס לו but we can't visualize אסור לו לזה מותרס לזה אסור לזה מתרס לזה למשכחס לו לפי ששתי נעשו לזה על שניהם אם משלהי ואסור להם שמימי ואחיסו משמחיסו אין וחיים ליהודו ושתיים פטורס נחת ישראלים וישתי נוכרי סונש ויולו לי בייסבונים ונוסו בייסבונים אישה אחרס ונופו לפני בניהם ואסור לזה מתרס לזה משכחס לו בודן דענת החויס אבל אב החויס נינו ויקמלים סדר הפחיה משמיים משתי החויס. No, God. So in other words, Repriye mentions only something where there are two sisters and it's Asur Lazeh Moteres Lazeh. But not if they are Nochiris to each other. Alright. Ravash Omar Leilom Lesle Lerebe Haneklole Uvi Plukte Komayim. So then, so why did he say it? Why did he respond to Levi? So then Levi raised a good question. Why doesn't the Tanner of the Mishneh mention a 16th Elvo, Imei, in that word, and it will accord with Rabbon of Rabbi Yehuda. So it's Beheter. The Umay Kimduman is in Lemea because Kotidi Komale, Hoche Komale. My timely Dikes must miss the Maslis Rabbi Yehuda. Einochename, the Tane of the Mishneh mentions certain aloches that are controversial, that are told in a certain pluk. But he couldn't mention Imei because Imei could only accord Beheter alibi de Rabbonim of Rabbi Yehuda. But it couldn't accord Beheter. Bisa, yes, that's we, that's another child. So, but it couldn't accord Beheter without Isurim alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tana of the Mishneh happens to be Rabbi Yehuda. So, Mimele, this Tana of the Mishneh, so couldn't mention it. The Maslis Rabbi Yehuda, the Osav Anus Asoviv, the Ktone, how do we know? Shei Sharai is Chmures Meilu, B'nish Nisu Yis Lachayim. So is Sori Seyem Utoris? Because they're not Eshesach. And Tzora Servo is only Tzora Servo Mokim Yivim is Asur. But Tzora Servo Shaloi Mokim Yivim is not Asur. So what Arayis does the Mishnah mention, the next Mishnah mention? Imei veishe sovi vachi sovi. Ma imei. Ilei me nisuye sovi fani ishe sovi. Elu lava nuse sovi. Vikotonim tishe nisuye es lachirim. Lachirim ei leachim loi. Why lachim loi? According to the Rabbonon of Reb Yehuda. So im lachim. Man shamas le dis last war Reb Yehuda. Di osa ben ishe sovi. Mishimoch le ton alei. But in the name of the Tanah, the Mishnah mentions controversial things. But he happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda, so Mimele he couldn't mention a 16th hour, because that could only be mentioned if the deceased brother did something that is awesome, something awesome. Omale Rabine le Ravashe le Rabbi Yehuda name mishkachesle. So too the Tanah of the Mishneh happens to agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Tanus Esoviv is asur, but he still could mention a 16th hour. He may, but in case Reuven, the deceased brother, married Anusa Asovi, the mother of Shimon, and then Reuven died. So the mother of Shimon was Nifeles before her son. Mishkachas Lodiyova Venosi. So the Gemara, so Rav Ashi gave the Teretz, Diloikoton. In other words, he doesn't, the Tanya of the Mishnah doesn't mention examples that are contingent upon the violation of a certain Isser by the deceased brother. Now, since the Tanah of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, so Memele, the Imei is an elbow, could only be mentioned if Reuven was Imei allowed the Reise. Was Imei allowed the Reise? Look at that. Omele Rabashel Ravkane, Beloidi, Name Mishkachas Lo. So it's Mishkachas Beloidi. How is it Mishkachas Beloidi? Yaakov onas kalose v'heilid mimeno bein umeis ruvein v'loiboni v'nofu lo kame bro umigedi v'asire tzorosan amasire. So in other words, so the Gemara assumed diloi katone. So what does it mean diloi katone? Diloi katone means that the Tane of the Mishnah, when he mentions the Svof Noshim, he only mentions the Svof Noshim that are not contingent upon an avere by the deceased brother. But an avere by somebody else, by the father, that he doesn't care to mention. He doesn't want to mention something that is based upon an avere by the deceased brother, by Reuven. But something that is based upon an avere by Yaakov, the father of Reuven, the father of Shimon, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So Mimele asked him, true that the Tanah doesn't mention an example that is based upon an avere by the deceased brother, but we can visualize a case where the deceased brother is completely innocent. He didn't do any averes, but somebody else did averes. Who did averes? The father. Yaakov Ivonas Kalose. In other words, Eishes Yaakov Bonas Kalose Eishes Reuven, the son Reuven. And then Veilid Menoben, and what's the name of the son that was born as a result of this avere of Elvo? Shimon. Then Mimele at that time, so it was on us Kalose. Now, Reuven wasn't ever any avere. Einoch name, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the moment Yaakov is on Askalose, so Reuven probably would be mechuyev al pidin to divorce his wife. Let's say, the wife of Reuven, her name is Zilpah, and Yaakov, the father-in-law, was on Zilpah, the wife of Reuven. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Reuven would be osea to continue living with his own wife because she's Anusa Soviv. So he would be mechuyev to divorce her. But maybe he didn't live with her after that. So in other words, there was no avere committed by Reuven after Ones Kalose. And then the Hilid men obey. And Reuven didn't continue living with her. He did divorce her. And then, but he didn't continue living with her. There is no issue, in keeping her as a wife as long as he doesn't live with her. It's a nisabie, legalik nafavi. So then, umeis ruvein beloy banim, umeis ruvein beloy banim, vinofulo kame bro, shimin the brother. So deishes ruvein is the, so she's the mother of Shimon. She's the mother of Shimon. Umiu umige diu asire tzrosanama asore. So in other words, so what does he gain by this example? In other words, so it's not contingent upon an avere by this his brother. It's contingent by an avere by Yaakov, the father, but not by the deceased brother. Omalei bi achves de tere komaire. I mean, it's not b'achiso. I mean, achiso doesn't make sense. Bi achves a brother de tere komaire. Bi achves de yisure loy komaire. Loy komaire. Now let's see the Rashi. Hochegas, Chavash Omer Leilum, Lest Le Rebbe Hanachlori. Ubifluke Komayr, Kolim Alitei Medod, Ulitoni Yiman, Nisi Sobim, Shul Miskach Lanachlori Berebbe, Lest Lanachlori Vitei Meloche Shavke, Dului Mayr, Mitlukte, Vlukte Vani Komayr, Umayr Le Meyach Tkomale, Yore Komale, because this Mishneh holds like Rabbi Yud. Yos, Wa Nisi Sobim, Miskach Lanachlori Shetip Leim Lifne Gno, Liyidn, Miyochiv Umeoviv. Diob Avinosiv is Hanus Sobim, Nof Liyidn, Lifne Gno, Vleisne. Beloy di name mishkach so Rafkane Ravashe inquired from Rafkane beloy di name mishkach so shloima ze hames bin Suel. So Rashi emphasizes shloima ze hames bin Suel. But somebody else was over bin Suel. Onas kalosei viover al das viavol pidim hadalei. Yeah, all right. Viavol pikein bot kolivi maslis di tonalevi imei pomim puteres rosso pom menim puteres rosso keita. Hoy shoyim ni shoy asobi, ve mis es lochiv mi obi, u mei zu i mei, shein poteres, shein poteres ros. Re, hoy shoyim ni shoy asobi, ve mis lochiv mi obi, mei zu i tafs ik dushin bo, shari she sov, bikores, va amrin li kamon in dushin teisim chayo vichrises, divre hakir, hil kach ki she mei zroch es e, lo inop lo zu li im, liv ne imno, di lav eish es ach havoi, ve eino poteres ros. I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, Rashi was a big daiti in every word. And when Rashi emphasized, Kishe meis roshe ze, I mean, why did Rashi have to tell us? It's superfluous. I mean, is it important to know whether he's a roshe or he's not a roshe? I mean, it's not relevant. Why does Rashi? And you will follow it up every time in any misechta. I mean, whenever there is something that is done by Avere, so Rashi will refer to that person who did that Avere by the term Rosh. Why is Rashi? It's not that Rashi was such a wild canoe, I mean, and he wanted, you know, to shower all his wrath and anger upon that person. But Rashi apparently felt that whenever we mention a case of Averes, and if we don't characterize the person who did the Avera as a Roshe, so we are not acting properly. Because maybe, who knows, sometimes an ignorant and a silly person, I mean, he'll learn a certain Gemara, and such an example is mentioned, he'll draw the conclusion, nothing wrong in doing that, nothing wrong in marrying Eishes Soviet. Well, you see, the Gemara talks about that. I mean, it's a very simple thing. So, because of that, Rashi is careful every time the Gemara mentions an example of an Avere to emphasize that the person who did it is a Roshe, in order that no one should get the impression there is nothing wrong. I mean, we see, I mean, in Zman of Chazal, I mean, all these things happened, I mean, and Chazal didn't say anything against it. All these examples are based upon that. So this is what somebody would say, and I can assure you that if someone made such a remark, and then he would receive a terrific applause nowadays. So because of that, Rashi emphasized whenever the Gemara mentions there is a certain avere to refer to that person as a roshe. No one should get the impression there's nothing wrong. Hilkach kishemeis roshe ze loinoflo zul yivn lifnei bno di lav eishes achavoi ve'ino poiteres rosso. As a matter of fact, this was the chiddush of John Dewey, because he was mechadesh. I mean, it was a chiddush made for the modern psychologist, but it was not a chiddush for the Jews who learned Gemara. So the Jews who learned Gemara knew that all the time. The approach by many educators and psychologists and psychiatrists, let's say 50 years ago, was that in order to deter youngsters from crime, so it's advisable to take the youngsters, you know, to prisons and to show them, I mean, this person is staying in the state penitentiary for 50 years because he committed this crime. That person is bound to get executed on the electric chair because he committed murder. I mean, and so on and so forth. Why? In order to impress upon them. So, to impress upon them, I mean, that it's not advisable. It's not good. Crime doesn't pay. And because of that, so Hollywood produced all kinds of shows of crime in order to deter people from crime. So then John Dewey was mechadesh, the big chidesh, and it's still not followed up that on the contrary, that far from deterring youngsters from crime, so when you show children crime, even if you show them that they are in prison and they suffer, so it suggests to the child, to certain sick children, it suggests something. Well, he'll do the same thing, but he'll be smarter than that criminal. That criminal was caught, but he will not be caught. So on the contrary, exposing youngsters to scenes of crime does not deter youngsters from crime, but it suggests to many a youngster to commit a criminal act. And this is exactly the reason as to why Rashi is so emphatic and so careful. I mean, I don't think that you can find one instance all through Shas that where the Gemara mentions an example of someone committing an avere that Rashi shouldn't show his kanoyes and Rashi shouldn't say Rosh Hashem. All of a sudden Rashi says Rosh Hashem. Why? Because in some young minds, if they go through the Gemara and they mention such a case, one married, if he did this, he did that. I mean, so it will suggest to him, I mean, nothing wrong. This is something that happens every day. Even the Chazal talk about it. You see, so that's why Rashi emphasizes, Hilkach kishemeis rosh hazeh, loinof lozu liyivu lifnino, dilav eishes achavoi, vein viteres rosh. So, so then Dushin was not in place. So there is no Yibim. Because there is no Yibim. So then she is Asura, but Dushin is stateless. Vinicius Lochiv Mioviv, so Gdushni stay place, Umeis, Zui, Imeshe Beteraseroso. The Aval P. Sheshonu Hachom Jesenu Homeshesre, Yeshlonu Reisiv Sheshesre Kirinzo. Now, there is one thing that I want to point out. You remember last time, so I mentioned the Kashe of Samachemi. Why doesn't the Gemore say that even that even without it looked at it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Imei could be mentioned. Let's say if let's say Shimon was conceived through Nisabro Biambete, so then he would be able, so there, it doesn't involve any Yisar. So Mimele and the Iser of Anus Soviv wouldn't have, so the Meliorim assumes, he takes it for granted, that the Iser of Anus Soviv, in other words, a woman who was Nisabro, Biambete, Aldi Oviv, is not Asuro to the son, even a limited Rabbi, because she's not Anus Soviv, because there was no Bia. So, and he mentions, the Bishmuel says, as a double poshut, that if an Ishishish was Nisabro Biambete, let's say from another man, that means she was artificially inseminated from another man, so she's not a sole bile. Why? It's a double portion. I mean, that goes without saying, because there was no beer, she was not Mizane. So just as an ishishis that was artificially inseminated, that was nisabro beambete from another man, so she's not a surely bailo because there was no bie. So mimele, a woman who was nisabro beambete from the father should not be a surely libnoi. So mimele, let's say if Ruvain married a woman who was nisabro beambete from Yaakov, and then Ruvain. And the son that was born as a result of that Hibur was Shimon, and Reuven married that woman, and it's Beheter, and then Reuven died. So she fell before her own son. So that's the kasha. So I said that it's not such a double portion. That. True, of course, in regard to Ishishish, that was Nisabro Biambete for another man. So, of course, she's Mutaras Lebailo, because she was not Zinzo. There was no Bie. Mashein can hear, according to Rabbi Yude, so, Ligali Knafoviv has reference to Anusis Aviv. Does Knafoviv mean Anusis Aviv? Knafoviv means. In what way does Knafoviv mean Anusis Aviv? The answer is, because Knaf, one of the meanings of Knaf is. Secrecy. And ki gam biknofayich nimtzodam. It's a posik yom yo. So the Targum translates bimarboy. In secrecy, we clandestinely find bloodshed. In your secrecy there is bloodshed. So knaf has the meaning of secrecy. So in other words, Loigale Knafoviv means that he's also to marry a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. So Anusis Aviv is a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. Now if a certain woman was Nisabro Miaviv, even though there was no Bia, but the mere fact that she conceived from the father, that is also an intimate relationship. So Mimele, it might come, I mean, I have no rayas, but it's not such a double poshut that the Iser of Knafoviv does not apply to a woman that was Nisabro Biambete al the Oviv. So Mimele, we can say that the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't mention the Kei Ime, and let's say in the case where there was no Iser, let's say that Reuven married the woman who was Nisablo Biambete al Yaakov Oviv, because she, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's asur to get married. All right, so that is a good answer on that kasha. Now, but the question is, now that the Gemara asks, Omer Rav Asher Rav Kani, Biloi di nami mishkachas lo Yaakov onas kalosei v'heilid menu bein. Umeis Ruvain Beloy Bonin, Vinoflo Kamebro, Umigadi Asuro, Tsoros and Amasuro, Somale, Biachvese de Terekomaire, Bachse de Solikomaire. Why? Because Shimon would be a mamza in this case. So he does, the time of the Mishnah doesn't mention cases of Psurim. In other words, where Shimon, the Yovm is a mamza. But, so this cannot be mentioned, but it still could be mentioned. Let's say this case. Yaakov was not on a Kalosei, but Kalosei, let's say Yaakov had his son Reuven. He had his son Reuven. And Reuven was married to a woman, Bilo, let's say. And then Bilo, Yaakov, not like that. I mean, that Yaakov, Reuven was married to a woman, Bilo, and then Bilo became Nisabro Biambete Miyakov. Became Nisabro Biambete, she was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, her father-in-law. So Mimele, and then a son was born, Shimon. A son was born, Shimon. Now, the Torah even says, and it's a double portion, I mean, the only one who was chilik and the Tureven is a Satmar Rebbe. I mean, the Satmar Rebbe is a big Lamdan. I mean, don't think that the Satmar Rebbe is not a big Lamdan. Whether you agree with him or not, the Satmar Rebbe is a big Yadin and a big Lamdan. But in this he made a mistake. The Satmar Rebbe paskened that if an Ishishish is artificially inseminated, so, and then she had a child, so the child is a mamzer. And the Tureven, Yechdiget after Svov, says the reverse, and it's a double poshut like the Tureven. I mean that he's not a mamzer, because a vlad through an ishishish is a mamzer because of the Yisrael of the Isabir. But when an ishishish is artificially inseminated, so mimele, he's not a mamzer. And the Tureven says that, Yechdiget after Svov, in the sugi of So the kasha is, the Gemara says, "Biachves de tire komayre, biachves de yisure, loy komayre, biachves de yisure, loy komayre." So, but the Gemara could ask another kasha, assuming that the yisur of the galik nafov, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, applies to a woman who is nisabro biambete mioviv, because such a woman also has a status of knafoviv. So mimele, so mishkacheslo, that Yaakov had his son Ruven, and then Ruven was married to Bilo, and then Bilo was nisabro biambete from Yaakov. So, and then the child that was born, that was Shimon, then Ruvain died. So Bilo, the wife of Ruvain, was Nifeles before her son Shimon, and then there is no Yisrael, because she was Nisabro Biambete later she was married to Ruvain. She was Nisablamte, and he didn't live with her after that. And then he died. And here we cannot give the teretz of the Gemara, Biachvese de Tere Komaire, because here is not a mamzer, unless we say like the Satmar Rebbe, but it's not Mistava like the Satmar Rebbe. Unless you are going to say that from this Gemara it's a riot to the Satmar Rebbe, but it's not Mistava like him. I mean, many Achenim, the issue is the Shirom Eishi also has a issue about Nisabo Anishishish, that was Nisabo Beambete. And he also says, it's a double poshut, that the Vlad is not a mamzer, because there was no B. So Mimele, so Rebbe could mention without any Isurim on the part of Ruvain. So we could mention a case, another Elvo, he may. So we have to say that when the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mean dafke biachvese de isure where the child, the yovm, is a mamzer loikamayre. I mean, why not mention a case where the yovm is a mamzer? Why can't that be mentioned? What's wrong with mentioning that case? So it's not the fact that in this case of Yaakov Ones Kalosei, the Hilid Menu Ben, Shimon is a mamzer, that's why Rebbe didn't want to mention it as a 16th Elvo. Because what's wrong with mentioning a case where the Yom is a mamzer? So the Gemara doesn't say, Bi achvese di ksheirim komayre, bi achvese di psurim loy komayre. The Loshna Gemara is bi achvese di teire komayre, bi achvese di yisura loy komayre. In other words, you see, because Gemara first as the Kashe, Dio Rav Enosif. So he said, Dio Loikotom. So then Rav Ashi, the Rav Kane is, no, below the Inam Mishkachslo, Yaakov Ones Kalose. So how did Rav Ashi improve upon the Kashe of Rabine? So Rabine is the similar Kashe. So he said, no, the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention something that is contingent upon Averes by Ruvin. So what did he ask? Another Echatim said, something that is contingent not upon an Avere by Ruvain, but by an Avere by Yaakov. So in other words, so Rav Ashi assumed that through the Tan of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention a case that is based upon an Avere by the deceased brother, but he doesn't mind mentioning a case that is contingent by an Avere, not by the deceased brother, but by the father. That he doesn't find. So what did he give? Actually, I mean, why should the why should there be a difference? Monefshach, the Tanakh of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Averes. So what difference does it make whether it's based upon an Avera by Ruvein, the deceased brother, or an Avera by Yaakov? But obviously, Ravashi felt that there is a difference. True, the Tanakh of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Averes by Ruvein, but case that is based upon an Avera by Yaakov, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So when he gave him the teretz, Rav Kana, he says, "Be'achvese de tere kamayre, be'achvese de kamayre." So the pshat is not be'achvese de tere kamayre. He doesn't want to mention a case where the yovam is a apostle, is a mamzer. Why not? He means he doesn't want to mention, for the same reason that he doesn't want to mention a case where Ruvein mentioned married Anusa Soviv. Why? Because according to Rav Yehuda, it's osea. So he doesn't want to mention a case where Yaakov was kalose. It's even a bigger avera. So, but achvese, where the case of the ach of Shimon is a result of heter, where the identity, the existence of Ruvein is a result of legitimate acts, fine. But biachvese the yisur al kamayre, where the whole existence of Shimon, the whole example, is based upon an avera, by virtue of the fact that someone did an avera, whether the avera was done by Ruvein or avera was done by Yaakov, it doesn't make any difference. So biachvese the yisur al kamayre. So mimele, he couldn't mention a case where let's say where Bilo Eishes Ruvein was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, because for a woman, I mean, there is no shaila that there is a nisa gomo. There is a nisa gomo for a married woman to become artificially inseminated. Not only a married woman, let's say Pnuya. Unfortunately today, I mean, there are women who are not married, I mean, who are divorced, and then they become artificially inseminated. So that is a nisa gomo. What is the iser? So if, let's say, the iser is, if she's artificially inseminated from Israel, so then there is the iser of kimolo rezimo. Because the smak says, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the smak says that someone should not sleep on the sheet of a married woman, that a woman should not sleep on the sheet on the sheet of a man. Why? Because maybe, I mean, this is such a remote possibility, it could happen maybe once in 1,000 years. So maybe it will be nisabro biambete. In other words, maybe the shechvazera of a certain man will be inserted accidentally into her womb, and then she'll become nisabe. So what's wrong with that? So then we will not know who the father is. So nimtzo och neise achese. So in other words, so the Torah is so cautious in regard to the maintenance of the pedigree of the yiches, that we have to be cheshish even for a remote possibility, something that could happen once in 1,000 years. So certainly, if a woman is artificially inseminated by the semen of anybody other than a husband, so it's a nisa gomo of gimolo or etzimo. But let's say, suppose she's artificially inseminated by the semen of a goy, so then there is no yiches when a bas yisrael has a child conceives through a goy, so then he's not misyaches after the father, the biological father. So then the iser of kimolo or etzimo wouldn't apply. But still, there would be an iser. What kind of an iser would it be? So that's the lav deraisa of uchmasi eretz Mitzrayim loisasu. So the Gemara says, ma'u yoisim haMitzrim ish neisi ish veisho nises liisho veisho nises lishtei anosh. So these are teves, abominations that the Torah asks. So it's a lav deraisa. Now, so the Rivon says, Ish or Nises Isha Niseis Lisha means Shei Machlifei Shei Noshim Shei Machlifei Es HaShechvazera Shalehem Shei Kiplu Mibalei. That's what it means. Isha Niseis Lisha. In other words, if that means artificial insemination, if the Shechvazera of one husband is inserted into the womb of the other woman, so that comes within the lab of Kimasa Yaris Mitzrayim Nisasu. Now that's the pshat of the Rivon Misach Shabbos, and it's also Gemara Yivomes Kimasa Yaris Mitzrayim Nisasu. So Teisves is chilek on that pshat, and Teisves says that not only Machlifei Shechvazera comes within that lab, but the case where Mishafshif for Isis Anakvu Zulezu, in other words, lesbian practice, also comes within that love. But it's mashma from Teisves, the Teisves is not really on the Rivon's case. In other words, Teisves holds that Mishafshif is Nikvoson Zubezu also comes within that love. Any lesbian practice comes within that love. But Teisves is made that machlifis ashichvazera shekiblu mibaleim certainly comes within that love. So memela, that means that to become artificially inseminated deliberately is an isagomo. So memela, the reason as to why the Mishnah does not mention this case, because it's one of two cases: either where it is done, where it happens accidentally. So if it happens accidentally, it can happen once in 1,000 years. Accidentally. So then he doesn't have to mention, because if one mandoma says but beyond Snoy Kamaire, why? The Bikulani Kiriban Mashma Birogili is. Even though Beyonsin is relatively regular, Mashainke, so but certainly this case where accidentally she's Nisabma Biambate, not deliberately, that's so remote, I mean, so unusual, that the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't have to mention something that can happen once in 1,000 years. But deliberately it can happen. Now unfortunately it happens every day, this. So Mimele, when it's done deliberately, so then it's an isagomo. It involves an isea. Let's say if let's say the kalose of Yaakov was deliberately artificially inseminated from Yaakov, so it involved an isea of Kimolo or Zimon, it involved an isea of Umasiyas Mitzrayim Lisasu. So Mimele, the same teres that the Gemara says Biachvese de Atire Komaire, Biachvese de Suel Komaire, that the Gemara mentions in connection of Yaakov on his kalose. So we can say in regard to this too, because the Gemara doesn't mean Achvese de Atire, Achvese de Suel Komaire, because Psulim Lekomaire. It means Achvese de Suel, if the whole example is based upon an aveira by anybody, whether it's by the deceased brother or by Yaakov the father, it doesn't make any difference. So here too, that it should happen without Averes Bemezid, so that's so remote that it can happen once in 1,000 years. So that certainly would the Tana wouldn't mention. And to happen deliberately, so then it's based upon an Avere. So Be'achvese the Yisur Eloi Kamar.
Boys from the Shuny of Amos, Yud Beis, there is a Tav Shinlam involved, December 16, 1975.
So Tesis Kashi is that he with the Kamaire, so then the Mishnah could mention another Havo, Eishishish. Another Eishishish, Lisne Eishishish, she tells the Ros, in Yoma Lo Rose Giteir, and the Master of Nosem it like this. The Pliga Bam Garish, the Mother of Rabon, the Rebblazer Havigate, was all the play, the Nisses, the Nisses Lohip, and the Nisses of Teres Ros. Now there is a machlekes tanoim in Gemara in Gittin as to whether the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanan is in regard to Alminas by Chutz. So even Rav Lezer will be made that she's not Mikoreshes, and vice versa. The machlokes between the Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbonon is in regard to Talmud Nachum. And by machlokes between Rabbi and the Rabbonon, so there is machlokes. From one time it says that the machlokes between Nas, what the machlokes, even Rabbi Lezer will make them in the Rashis. And then there's another time who says it's not the reverse. That the by Talmud Nachum, so even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer are made it. But only at night, it's not this year. So even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer on Monday that it should be gracious. When do the Rabbonon of Rabbi Lezer say that it's not be gracious, that is only by chut. Not even the Rabbonon. Now, Teisve goes according to the Tanya who says that the demonstrators between Rabbi and Rabbonon in regard to Almanas, because Tesis Kassim is based upon the fact that the woman must have a chut already with Miktikomayr. So in other words, the Kassim is a little bit rabbled on Tesis, and the Kassim is in connection with Almanas, not in connection with chut. Why doesn't Tesis have a Kassim in connection with chut? Because in connection with chut there is no Kassim. Because the Gemara says, to chutz, which is a shio, but we don't think in regard to a mass, which is not the point. That is a special halach in regard to chutz, that is when she gets married to someone else other than the twin, in respect to whom the shio of men, so then it is kept for herself, and she becomes mutarif to the twin, where it's a then the person to whom she's married divorces her. So then she's allowed to get married to the king. So Mimah, in connection with Chut, Tesis couldn't test the castle. Tesis the Mimah of the castle in connection with Amunah. This is the Mimah of Eliza. This is the sister. The Mimah of Ariyat Mimah of the Mimah. To Almanas. So that is a good get. And he said, she was missing to read. And then he didn't die. So can he marry? Can she marry her? Because he didn't miss a suit. He didn't get it. So then, that she was
had no sheep, it's no sheep, but he kept it in the she should so this is an so number one so what is so what is this is and let's say this is what you see because what I should do is but this is something new this is something new but you know the way and the way is so what is this is the energy so to get highly that if you get married, that person becomes divorced. But from this person, from the person that you need to marry, she will get married to So Mamela, that means that for her to get married from the devil, she made as a tnai on the nosely plane. Who happens to be a plane? She. But and if you have so that the nisuin with plane has no more significance than a tnai on the nosely plane. So until it is done, there is a different thing. There is a gazim, she's asking where you want it. But we, because of the tnai, so we know that if the Misya Bemes, she'll be determined retroactively. But that doesn't mean that at the very outset there is no Zikasim. There is a Zikasim. If there is a Zikasim, then make it halacha.
of course doesn't apply. That's the Rashba. The Rashba is a Rashba. So she is Chaletz. So she is Chaletz. But the Rambam says no. In as much, it doesn't make any difference why there is no, why she cannot, she's not a Lehim. Whether because of the lack of secrecy as such, or because of some other reason. The fact is that Yidden cannot be Eile. Now the Rashba mentions the strange Moshe. He says, "Limo adova bume, if to a woman a yivome, where the yovim happened to make an eder that to asa da hanoi. So then, and she was nifelis, and she was nifelis the yivim. So then, of course, it cannot be miyamer because the hanoi is oser, the hanoi is oser, but chilek says she is. So here too." So that's the moshul that the Rashi mentions. So of course the Ramban would say, I mean, there is no shayches because in the case where the Yovim happened to make an eder that should asar in the hanoye of the Yivome, so then he cannot be miyam her, because if he will be miyam her, he'll be even on the neder. But the Yivim will be effective, suppose in such a case. He's not allowed to be miyam her, because he's not allowed to be even allowed to be yachlis dvore. But suppose he will be miyamer, so the yibum will be effective. I mean, we won't say mitzvot avera that the yibum shouldn't be effective. So the yibum will be effective. So maybe it's a yibum also. Mashiach came here. Suppose he will be miyamer. So then it will be retroactively determined that she is an ishishish. So the yibum will not even be ele. So maybe since the yibum will not be ele. So we apply the halacha of kol sheni leyivim ein lechlitze. Now the Rashba will also be made that suppose this that the shimen will be miyamer. So then to be that the yivim will not be ele. And still he says, the Rashba says that chlitze she requires. So apparently there is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rashba as to the essence of kol sheni leyivim ein lechlitze. According to the Ramban, so kol sheni leyivim ein lechlitze does not depend upon the lack of zikasim, even if there is zikasim. But as long as the mitzias is that the yivim will be ineffective for whatever reason, if the yivim will be ineffective, so it's ein lechlitze. And according to Rashba, when do we say kol sheni leyivim ein lechlitze if there is a lack of zikasim? So then we say in ein lechlitze. But if there is no lack of zikasim, in this case there is no lack of zikasim, the same zikasim as by any other woman. But the mitzias is that she will, that if he is miyamer, so then the yivim will not veil it. So still chlitze ishar. But anyway, tesves. But Teitzves, I mean the Rashba and the Ramban both agree that the halacha that Elvo patas the tzore is only shayach in the case where the time of the nefilah is an Elvo. But even the time of the nefilah is not an Elvo. But as a result of the Yivim she'll be determined an Elvo. So then the halacha that Elvo patas the tzore doesn't apply. But according to the Ramban and the Rashba, but Teitzves is chet. But Teitzves gives another teretz. Gives another teretz. Umaydi nafkele machis isho niche v'loido mehach leachis isho v'almina sholi tinosi sharja lei biznus v'almina sholi tivali yechelo hi liniskadish lo v'loidami leachis isho v'loidami leachis isho. In other words, so because since it's yalfuse famosis isho, so it has to be dubye leachis isho. So in other words, achis isho means there is not any alternative of heter for the Achis Isho, even though Achis Isho herself, so as far as all the other arayas besides Achis Isho are concerned, so there is no possibility of heter because they are always asuris. But Achis Isho herself is one elbo that is muteres lacha misesishte. But since it's not lacha misesishte, now, so that it's not considered that there is a possibility of heter just because if he wants to be a murderer and kill his wife, so she'll be muteres. So memele, since we learn out from achis isho, so it has to be dumye da achis isho.
So there was no possibility of eta. Mashin can hear, there is a possibility of eta. Let's say if he said, so if he said, Alminas, Amnasha Litinosi, Shagele Biznus. What he says, Znus, he means, doesn't mean Dafke Znus, he means if it's not Nisuin. Valmanasha Litivali, Yehilo is Kadishwot. Vilidomilachesish. Uvalminas, Shalitinosi, Vilitivali, Name, Yehoshef Shio. Oh, but suppose he says, so there is no possibility of etea, so then it's dumirachisisho. So then she should patter the tzor. So then he says, it's possible. So then Taisa says a suffix. In other words, he could say that inasmuch, now the Gemara distinguishes between amunas and between chutz. So Teisve has one alternative, that the distinction between amenas and chutz is not to be determined on the basis of the words he uses. In other words, if, let's say, even if he uses the lotion of amenas, but if the amenas is so formulated that in final analysis it has the same significance as chutz, so then we say, even though he used the expression of almanas, but it's considered a shiur, because the fact that instead of saying chutz, he said almanas, it's only a matter of semantics. You see, so if he says almanas shalitinosi, so then we cannot say it's the same thing as chutz. It's only a matter of semantics, because there is a difference. It's not a matter of semantics, because when he says chutz, so then it means it doesn't make any difference how this news or how the dushin, it doesn't make any difference how Mashe'inkei when he says Al-Nashal Dinosi, so that means how this news not. So we cannot say it's a matter of semantics. But if he says Al-Nashal Dinosi, Al-Nashal Itivali, Al-Nash, and so then in final analysis, whatever is implicit in Chutz is implicit in Dalmanas. So then we say, true, he used the lotion of Tnai. So it's only a matter of semantics. So in other words, he used such a lotion that in final analysis means that he is making a shiur. So even though he used an expression of Tnai, al-Pedin it becomes chutz. That's one lotion in thesis. But the alternative in thesis is no. It's, we do not say that just because in final analysis, so it imposes the same limitation upon her as the term chutz. So melee it is a shiur. No, it's not a matter of semantics, because in as much as he formulated this in terms of itnai, so al pidin it's not a shiur, but only as itnai. So Tesis is not sure whether in such a case where he says Al Nashal Shalitinosi and Al Nashal Itivali, where in final analysis the same limitations are imposed upon her as those imposed by chutz, whether it's Al Pidin considered as a chutz, as a shiur, or it's still considered Al Pidin as a tnai, Tesis is a subject. So Tesis says, if it becomes like chutz, like a shiur, because the fact that he used the lotion of tnai is just a matter of semantics, so maybe by chutz there is no problem, because once there is a shiur and there is an intervening marriage, so it's nesrek lo ishes. Im kishar din rov kede, v'afilu lo yichoshiv shiur, mikol mokeim lo yidom lachis ishiur. So why? So then we should say it's analogous to Chisisho, because there is no possibility of better. So Tia says it's still not analogous to Chisisho. The Hosom Bishas Nifile Hava Chisish Avol Hoche Bishas Nifile Eino Isheshish Atifi Boile Vafilu Techsheveno Isheshish Kivin Shemitam. So first it says Avol Hoche Bishas Nifile Eino Isheshish Atifi Boile. So in other words, so it sounds like the lomdes of the Ramban and the Rashi. In other words, that the halacha that Elva patas the tzore, that Elva patas the tzore is only shayach if b'shas nefila she is an Elva. But if it will be determined retroactively later, So then the aloha, the terrible part of the Torah, doesn't apply. So it is similar to the lomdes of the Ramban and the Rashba, but there is one difference. You see, the, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so it has nothing to do with the Alfuse, whether we learn it out from Leo or we learn it out from Mikocho. So that is necessarily inherent in the halacha that Ervo patas the Tzore, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that only an Ervo at present patas the Tzore. But an Ervo, a woman who is not an Ervo at present, but who is to, who can be, who will become an Ervo as a result of the Yivam. So the halacha that Ervo patas the Tzore doesn't apply. And it doesn't make any difference whether the halacha that Ervo patas the Tzore is deduced from Leo or is deduced from Lekocho. But Teisves, even in this teret, Teisves does not agree with the lomdes of the Ramban and Rashba, that it's inherently an incident of Ervo Pater in the Torah, that the Ervo has to be an Ervo at present. No, Teisves only says that according to the Mandoma, who deduces the Aloche, that the Ervo Pater is the Torah, from Achisisho, so then it has to be Dumya the Achisisho, so some other reason. So in other words, so it's not an inherent incident of the Aloche that Ervo Pater is the Torah. It's a cloud in the Alfuse. So mainly it's only Shayach, according to the Mandoma, that Ervo Pater is the Torah is deduced from Achisisho. But according to Mandoma, that it's deduced from Likoko, so then Teisa says, even in this Teretz, it doesn't make any difference whether she, the woman, is an Ervo at present, or she is going to be determined retroactively an Ervo as a result of it. So he says, ואפילו אם חושב שיום מקום מחלותו מאחיסישו דוסו משסת נפילה מאחיסישתי ורוח משסת נפילה אין איש אישיש עד שדיבוא אליי ואפילו תחשבנו איש אישיש כיבנו שמטעמי צנדני סייס ואפילו תחשבנו איש אישיש כיבנו שמטעם איש אישיש אסור לבוא אליי מקום מוקים מוידומי כיבנו שאם תבוא אל now to say something else מקום מוקים מוידומי כיבנו שאם תבוא אל יום שנסרו אולוב הווה איש אישיש ולא הויסו איש אסוכים מילום. Hilkach lipatratzos. So Teisves gives another reason. Let's assume, he says, that it doesn't make any difference. And even according to Mandoma, that aloche that achisisho patas the tzore is deduced. I mean that aloche that tevo patas the tzore is deduced from achisisho from aleo. So it has to be dumya achisisho. And let's assume that it is dumya achisisho. But here it cannot part of the Tzore because Monefshech, if he'll be Miyamah, so then it will be retroactively determined that she was an Ishishish. If she was an Ishishish, so Bimele, she was not an Ishishach, so there is no feeling, there is nothing. He comes us, Umiu, Imam Din Aftali Mukocho, Kol Hechadike, Freely Kuchim is Kosh. So he says, according to Rebbe, that we learned it out from the Kocho. So in other words, so it's a special aloche that if you cannot be miyavn either one, so then there is of course zeike by both. So it doesn't make any difference. Yes, Elvo, no Elvo. I mean, as long as there is no possibility of being miyavn either one, so b'meile the Tzoro is also mufkas of zeike. So here too. He cannot be Yad me the one. So the Tzor is also the Yeshleima. Afal Gav, the Levi, Tone, the Yi, who be plucked the Komaira, the Komaira, who plucked the Sfil, the Tan, Mastis, the Tavosi. Teida, the Tone, the Levi, Chayo, the Lab, Afal Gav, the Rabati, the Lab, Nechlitz, and Yimini. So actually, the Gemara said it. The Gemara said that, I mean, something similar. When the Gemara says, So Teisa says that Levi himself, who says so he doesn't mean that anything that is true according to one Tane should be mentioned, but anything that is true according to a Tane that is Daloche is possibly like him should be mentioned. But if it's definitely the halacha, not like the Tani, so then we can't expect Rebbe to mention it in the Mishnah. So the Talmud says, "Kavos yitira leiton leiv chayulam al kavam kiv lav nechutz liyivninu." Umam de mei. So the question arises: so why is one mandoma? Why does one mandoma mention ishesochiv shalim belomei? And that's only visualized according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rabbanon. Not according to Rabbanon. Umam de mei siv liyiv ishesochiv shalim belomei. Umishkachas be Rav Shimon. Avogav b'shem otamim masnisin risovel ok Rav Shimon. Hayne mishum di bechulon. She says, "Avogav b'shemo." Tiny talent must listen with Sobolo Krapshime. So, in other words, Satesa says, why does Satesa use the Russian Avogad Dishemo? Talent must listen with Sobolo Krapshime. Because, Mehicha Teise, because it's possible that those who do mention, they pass like Krapshime. Why couldn't one and Doma say that Aloch is like Krapshime? But Teise says, Avogad Dishemo Tanim Masnis with Sobolo Krapshime. Haine Mishum di Bechulon Anikeiraben. So Reb Chiya says, Bechulon Anikeiraben. So what does it mean, Bechulon Anikeiraben? So Memele, one man Doma says that Bechulon Anikeiraben means every elbow that is listed in the Mishneh. And one of the highest listed in the Mishneh is Eishesochim Shalhoya Bilomei. So Memele, it's a raya that he agrees with Rav Shimon. So the tenets of Teisus is Haydi Vishim Bichul Anikira Be Mashmuli Koya Kule, including Ishizor Shloi Belomi. And Ishizor, in order that Ishizor Shloi Belomi should be included, so it must accord with Rav Shimon. So Mila Detane, who mentions that, agrees with Rav Shimon. So in other words, so when does Itane mention? Only when it is Itane with which he agrees. But if it is a Tanya with which he doesn't agree, then he doesn't mention. Now, but then this is another question. Abul Yimeide Rabbanu L'Rablezer B'dushin Di Misapko L'Abaye V'likoma B'risham Garish. So there is a Sofik in Abaye. Gemara has an Abaye in Gittin. Boy Rababe in Gitta Piale Pibes on the base. Boy Rababe Bigdushne. Now we have a machlekes between Rablezam Rabbonon, Payam Garish, Esiste, Pomalaret, Tazhodom, Hutsmiplaini, whether she's Migrash or not Migrash. How about Gdush? So Tiboy Rablezam Tiboy Rabbon. So the Bay can be raised in according to the Rabbonon, who say that by Gerashin it's a Migrashes. And it can be raised according to Rav Lezer, who says by Gerashin, she's Mikrashis. Tiboyel Rav Lezer, at kan likam Rav Lezer, or achel mishim dichsi vekroi, isho grusho mi isho lo yikoch. Mashen kim bagdushin, there is no kitzeras akosuf, so maybe even Rav Lezer will agree that I'm hamikadish es ishte, ve omalom, harayat mikadesh es chutz vipleini, that ain't mikadesh. At kan likam Rav Lezer, mishim dichsi vekroi, avlosim ki yemal yibino. But if there is a shio, so it's not good dish. Or a dilma of yotze vohoyz, tiboy el rabonon, at kam lekam rabonon hoche, elo dibinon chrises, vileke. Avol hosom, ki en kol dil. So in other words, so the Gemara has an alternative in the Abaye, that perhaps even the rabonon, who say in regard to Ngarish es ishtei chutz mipleini, that in the Midrash es, that's only in Gerashin, they say that it's in the Midrash es. But in Gdushin, the rabonon will also agree that she is Mikodeshes. If he says Ariat Mikodeshes, Chutz Miplei. Avos on Ki and Kog, Oidilmo, Vyotza Vois, that's Rababe Sabai. Ribos Adi Bayale, Hoda Pashte, Beil Rablezer, Beil Rabonon, Beil Yotza Vois. So the Gemara is patient that Beil Rablezer, Beil Rabonon, Beil Yotza Vois. So the Mele, that means that according to the Rabbonon, that Bagirishin is no good, so Bagdushin is no good. According to Rabbeza, that Bagirishin is good, so Bagdushin is good. This is Maskana of the Gemara. But then, immediately afterwards, the Gemara says, Hodor HaMarabayim, Tzimtzalayim al Yisrael et HaRababe. Bo Ruben v'kitshachut v'shimenu, v'ashim v'kitshachut v'ruben, v'leisu shneyeh. So we see that Abaye has his own, says in Tzolein. So even though the Gemara itself was patient, that according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Zaha, that chutz is in effect is no good by gerushin, so it's no good by dushin, but Abaye has his own. Abaye is a sofik. That's why they says. Says that. Aval he made the Rabbanan of Rabbi Zaha bidushin di misapkele Abaye. So why does Tzitzis have to mention that? Because the Gemara itself, the maskon of the Gemara itself is that v'yotzav posad bayot a pashte v'yotzav hoyz. But Abaye, it seems that Abaye has a suffix. So there is an alternative in the mind of Abaye that by Hamkadesh, so Isha, v'amla chutz mipleini, so it is good, the Kedushin. So that means she's Mekudeshes vis-a-vis the whole world, except vis-a-vis that plane. So then the question arises, and that's not the Tol Biplukte, because even the Rabbanon agree that Chutz is Olai. So the Mishnah could mention the 16th Avo Isheshish. Leis Ne Isheshish. The Mishkach Lapil Rabbanon. Ki Shebohu Vikicho Chutz Mishimen. Now, Shimen is not a brother. Shimen is not a brother. They are unrelated. Now, Shimon and Levi are brothers, but Reuven is unrelated to Shimon and Levi. Can she bore Reuven with Kitcho Chutz Mishimen? So Shimon is the play. Ubo Shimon. So in other words, she's Mikadeshes vis-a-vis the whole world, except vis-a-vis Shimon. So Mimele vis-a-vis Shimon, she's still a Pnuya. So then, Shimon came and was Mikadeshes. So she became a Kedeshes to Shimon. And what was the effect? I mean, it's not shy to say Kedushin in a vacuum. It has to have certain relevance. In other words, what's the relevance? What's the significance of Shimon's Kedushin? What's the significance of Shimon's Kedushin? Because vis-a-vis everybody other than Shimon, so she's already Mekudeshes on account of Reuven's Kedushin. So the only one in respect to whom she's not Mekudeshes is Shimon. So then, Shimon is Mikadisha. What kind of effect could it have? I mean, in regard to whom does he make a Mikudeshes? So the answer is, he makes a Mikudeshes in regard to Reuven himself. Because when Reuven was Mikadish, her Chutz Mishimen, so that meant that she's Asur Lechol Eilom, except to Shimon, she's not Asur. But of course, to Reuven, she was Mutaris, that's her husband. Then when Shimon, vis-a-vis whom? She was not Mikudeshes, so Shimon was Mikadesher, so because of that he could be Mikadesher, so his Dushin was effective, so as a result of Shimon's Dushin, she becomes a Sura to Reuven. So Reuven is not allowed to live with her. So Ubo Shimon Mikicha Stam. So Mimele, Shimon's Dushin has effect, because it as a result of Shimon's Dushin, if Shimon would say, Ariat Mikudeshes Li Chutz Mi Reuven, then Shimon's Dushin would be mere verbiage, because it wouldn't have any significance. But Shimon was Kichestam. That's why Tesis emphasized, Ubo Shimon Kichestam. He didn't say Chutz Meruvein. Because if he would say Chutz Meruvein, so then it's nothing. So it's Tum Mila Baum. But Kichestam, so Mimele, the Kedushin by Shimon has the effect of answering her to Reuven. So, Ubo Shimon Vikicho Stam. Umei Shimon. And then Shimon died. Vinoflo Lifnei Levi Ochi. Alright, that was put in, but this is what Tesis meant. Vinoflo Lifnei Levi Ochi. So, Mimele. And can Levi be Miyabim her? Levi cannot be Miyabim her. So, because she's an Ishishish. Vis a vis Levi, she's an Ishishish. Because she is Mekudeshes to Reuven, so he cannot be Miyam her, and she cannot be Chaletzes, and she should pata the Tzore too. And this is Chutz, you see. So here, we do not have to resort to the whole question. We do not have to consider this question. The Tesis considered, and I mean on which there is a Machlekes between Tesis and the Ramban Rashbo. Because the first kasha of Tesis was a kasha that was based on Minas. So Minas, she was not an Ishishish at the outset. She was only the kind of a woman who could be determined retroactively as an Ishishish at the outset. So mele, so that's totally in machleike stays with Ramban Rashi. Mashenkin here the kashi is of gedushin and chutz. So it's not nai. So mele, when she's nifeles to Levi, vis-a-vis Levi, she's an eshishish. She's an eshishish. So she's an elbow at the very outset, at the moment of the nifile. So mele, she should patal the tzor. Patal the tzor. So in other words, that he said chutz, Reuven was mikadisher, and the asat l'chol alme chutz mishimen and chutz yehud. So then, but he didn't say chutz leib, chutz mishimen, chutz leyehud. So then, Shimen was and then Ubo Shimen Kichestam, and then Shimen died. So of course Levi couldn't be Miyamer, but Yehude could be Miyamer, because he said Chutz Mishimen Chutz Miyude. So Yehude was Miyamer, and Yehude had another wife. Then Yehude died. So again there was a second Nefilah. There was a second Nefilah before Levi. So we have so the other wife of Yehuda is also Ptor. Visor Sonam Mishkazlo, can she teach a room of Hutmishneach? Viesh Leima, the Likrinoli Gabei, Eshes Ameis, Vichvon Esro. Now let's forget the inserted words, because that was put in by someone. Vichvon Esro. So it was inserted all of Lifnei Kdushiach. Mishum Eshes. And then it, in brackets it was inserted Mishum Eshes Ach. Now the Rishash is Magia, and he says that it should not be the word, it's not the right word that was inserted in the brackets, Mishum Eishesach, it should be Mishum Eishesish. I mean, he's right. Mishum Eishesish. So the Rechino Legabe Eishesames, Lichvon Esro, Mishum Eishesish, the Lichoshiv Elbo B'mokimitz. Now what's the Pshat in this case? Now the way it is explained by everybody, I mean, I didn't take a poll, I mean, how everybody who learns the thesis, I mean, understands the thesis, but I assume that this is the way it is usually understood anyway. Rabbi Chanan certainly understood the thesis that way. So in other words, the thesis is saying that in this case, we cannot say that this Yevamah, that he's an Ishishish, vis-a-vis Levi, should pata the tzore because in as much as she's an Eishashish, the criminal Eligabe Eishashameis, the Chvones Rolo, Mishum Eishashish, the Chvones Rolo, Mishum Eishashish. So that means, let's say, that at a time, now what happened here? Ruvein was Mikacho Chutz Mishimen. Chutz Mishimen, and then Shimen was Mikadosh Stam. Shimen Kadosh Stam, and Shimen was Levi's brother. So when Shimen was Mikadosh, so she did not become Asuro and upon Levi on the score of the Yisr of Eshesach, because in Yisr Halal Yisr, because the Yisr of Eshesach, through the Kedushin of Shimen, cannot be Chal on the Yisr of Eshesach, that took effect the moment Reuven was Mekadesh. First Reuven was Mekadesh. So then, when Reuven was Mekadesh, so this woman became Asura and Levi. And Levi, Mitzah, the Yisr of Eshesh. Then Shimen was Mekadesh, and Shimen had the right to be Mekadesh, because Reuven said, Chutz Mishimen. So she became the Eishes Ochid. So she couldn't be Asura and Levi. She didn't become Asura and Levi on the score of Eishesach of Shimen, because in Yisr Halal Yisr. So the Yisr Eishesach cannot be Hal on the Yisr Eishesish. So Mimele Likrino Likabe Eishes Amez Dichvones Olo Vipnei Dushesachim. Before the Kedushin by Shimon, Mishum Eishesish, So the mele de enisa chalal isa. So the lim isa rishisach is natchal and the isa rishishish. Vilu choshiv elbum makimitz. Choshiv elbum makimitz. So the mele it's a. So Rabbi Chonon as the kashe, and that seems to be very strong kashe, very strong kashe. The teres that Rabbi Chonon gives, I mean, I can't even understand it. Now, so in other words, so what does tesis mean? Tesis means that they, the same kind of lomdes that the Gemara says that you gimel omid beis. Now, Bisham I say that tzora selvo is asur. I mean, the tzora selvo is muteres. Bisham I achilik and the whole din. And the whole thing. So they say the Torah Selvo is Mutas. So the Gemara says that you demon base. Omar Rabshimim and Pazim, my time in Ben Shabbai, the Chziv Rei, the Sia Ish is a mess of Chutzom Yisro, Chutzom Mechval Dika Pnimis. The Omar Rachmona we see it. So that's one Madoma. Then another Madoma says, Rov Omar, Tamayi Dibi Shammai, the Nisa Chalal Yisro. So what does it mean in Yisachal Yisrael? Let's say Bite. Let's take Bite. So Reuven and Osher are two brothers. So Reuven married Zohar Bas Osher. Then Reuven died. So and Reuven had another wife besides Zohar. So when Reuven died, so they fell before Osher. So naturally, I mean, Osher cannot be Miyavim his daughter Sorach. So not only he cannot be Miyabim his daughter Sorach, he cannot be Miyabim the other wife, let's say Leah is her name, the Tzore of Sorach, the Tzore of Sorach. But Bisham I say no, Leah can't be Misyabetz. Why? So he says because they Nisa Chol Alisa, they Nisa Chol Alisa because of Ishisach, the Yisrael of Ishisach, Rashi, the Yisrael of Ishisach, Chol Albiti Shal Zeyitzu Abiyo, Hilkach Lui Ram Yekame Lui Vume, Vihave Kimam Yoese, Vichim Vachis Isho, Uvichulon. So in other words, so what do we see? So what do we see from this Gemara that according to Bishamai, so the whole Aloche, so it's considered, so Mimele, it's Zoras Elbo Shalimbo Kemitzvah, Vishai. So we see a very big Chiddush. According to Bishamai, we see that Chiddush. According to Rove, I'll leave it to Bishamai, so we see that big Chiddush. That according to Bishamai, the whole Mitzvah of Yivim, now the Torah was Mater the Yisrael of Eshesach. The Torah was matter the Yisrael of Ishesach. So, the Torah is matter, it's not Chuyo Yitzut. But one would say, I mean, without any rayas, one should say that the Torah is matter the Yisrael of Ishesach. But the din of Yidden is not contingent of an otherwise Yisrael of Ishesach. In other words, even if there had been no Yisrael of Ishesach in the Torah, there still would be a mitzvah of Yidden. Or maybe not. Maybe the whole mitzvah of Yibn is based upon the fact that otherwise, where there is no mitzvah, there is an Yisrael of Ishesach. But where there is no Yisrael of Ishesach, even without the mitzvah Yibn, then there is no mitzvah Yibn. Now we have something like that we have in connection with Yisa Tumas Kehan. So the Rambam Shitting is that the mitzvah of Lo Yitamei, there is a mitzvah of Lo Yitamei. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where the lo yitame is reshus, or lo yitame is chayim, or lo yitame is chayim, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva that lo yitame is chayim. So maise b'yisef akein shemeiso ishtei be'arav Pesach v'lerotzo litame liishtei v'timu eise chachomim al korche. So it's a chayim to be mitame. Akein is mechuyev to be mitame to the shisho krevim ha'amurim bator. Now, so the Rambam Shite, so there is a machlokes case, the Rambam in the Raivet. The Raivet Shite is that as far as the Chayim is concerned, So it applies to Keyanim and to Israel. Even Keyanim are mechuyev. Even Keyanim, who normally are not allowed to be mitamein themselves to emes, so here the Torah was matter. But Israel is certainly mechuyev. It's certainly mechuyev. The Rambam Shita is not. When is there a chiyuv and kviyeh davke by Ikea? Davke by Ikea. But by Israel, so a Kayan who normally is forbidden to be mitam himself with mes, so the Torah here was mechayavim to do that which otherwise is us. Mashenkin Israel is normally mechayav to be mitam himself to any mes, so the Torah was not mechayavim to be mitam himself to all the kreivim amur batim. So in other words, so we see that the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah of Tumas Keanim, Likreivim, is based upon the otherwise Issa. And it only applies to Keanim, who otherwise are Oser, so here the Torah is Mechayim. But where there is no Issa otherwise, so then there is, let's say by Israel, so Memele there is no Achim. So it seems that according to Bishamai, we have the same thing, Ligabe mitzvah. In other words, Bishamai say that Tzoras Bitei is not a so. Why? Because it's like Tzoras Elbo Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah. Why is it Tzoras Elbo Shaloi B'Mokim Mitzvah? Because it is a halal Issa. So in Mele, the Issa Rishisach cannot be chal on the Issa of Bitei, and that is true of all the other rabbis. The Issa Chameitze cannot be chal, the Issa Rishisach cannot be chal on Chameitze upon all the other arayis. Upon all the other arayis. So in Mele, the Issa Rishisach is not chal. So what? So other rabbi. So there certainly should be a mitzvah of Yivim. Because we don't have to resort to a special heter on the Issa Rishisach. So we see that according to Bishamai, so the mitzvah Yivim is based upon the fact that otherwise there is an Issa of Yishesach. So here the Torah mentioned the din of Yim, a mitzvah of Yim, a din of Yim. But where, if the circumstances are of such character that without Yim there is no Issa of Yishesach, as for example here, so Memele there is no din of Yim. So Memele, the Torah's Bitei is a Torah's Elbo Shalom Moke Mitzvah. There is no din of Yim. So I said, "Shalom Mokim." Now, Teisves, that one ways. So in other words, only Rav Shimon have this word. And that's exactly the reason as to why they say that Tzoras Elvo is Guterres. So but Bisilel, I mean in all the Tanoim, say that Leslie Eiswar, in other words, they say so in other words, the din of Yidden, the mitzvah of Yidden is not based upon the otherwise Issa. That even where there is no Issa of Yishesach, so there still is a din of Yidden. There is still a din of Yidden. So Mimele now takes the Swore,
Junior Romans continue, Asur Batavius, Etov Shalom, involved December 14th, 1975, Asur Batavius. 46 year continued.
He didn't have any difficulties in computing. Alright, once Rashi mentions the Hashbane, so if you concentrate, so it's very simple. But to think of all these Hashbane, one has to have